All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants Into the Heavens. I'm redoing this video because I fucked it up the first time. Anyway, we gotta talk about the entire Nick Rakita drama. Apparently there's some guy that, basically, I guess Nick insulted somehow, and now he wants to sue him, and there's all these people that support him, and there's a bunch of tradcons that are upset that Nick has changed his format. I think it's Eliclipse. Eliclipse posted a video that had, well, guys that have been on my show. I think we've had all of them on there. Wilhelm, Johnny, it had Drex, of course. And I'm like, okay, what's this? I should have been involved. That would have been interesting to have me on there. But I'm busy. I'm making content for you guys, so I don't have time to be on with everybody. It is what it is. It's life, you know. I have a whole different deal going on here in Grimm's Dungeon of Rants. But anyway, they were basically talking about how Nick's always been kind of a degenerate. And yeah, I'll agree. I will say that when I first started listening to Nick, it was from a lot of the Drexel streams. And I noticed, you know, how they were talking about the starlets and stuff like that. Basically, they were talking about, like, you know, their breasts and legs and feet and everything else. Like, oh, yeah, they're really hot. Like we used to. Like I did when I was young growing up. You know, all that Pamela Anderson, her giant tits. You know, I'd love to fucking motorboat them. You know, that's just what it was like when you were young and remember these beautiful women like that. You know, that's just how it fucking went. And, you know, rated R movies were a big deal. Like, when I was, you know, because I was in the Pentecostal church for a long time. Like, rated R movies, that's just not something you got to watch much. So it wasn't until I got a little older until I was actually able to start watching that kind of stuff. And I understand what they're talking about. There's actually a lot of movies I haven't seen from the 90s that are rated R because I just wasn't allowed to watch them at the time. I was really, really, really sheltered. I didn't curse till I was 16. And I remember I said the word hell one time, and my mother literally washed my mouth out with fucking soap. And that shit sucked. So I have been there before. But, yeah. Like, we used to love that kind of stuff because it was rare and hard to find, you know. It was kind of interesting to have the parent that would let the kids watch a rated R movie or something. Because it's just not common. And again, yeah, it was nudity, and the nudity was a big thing. Now, do we think it's kind of gotten out of hand a little bit? Yeah. And of course, you know, Brittany Vetti, they were talking about how great she was. And of course, she's got an OnlyFans where apparently she's done adult content. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, I don't know. I guess she's judging the animated content. I don't know. Of course they're going to judge the animated content because it's taking views away from them. I don't care how traditional she says she is. You're taking away views from her. If she's on OnlyFans and some guy's looking at hentai instead of her, that's money she's not making. So, yeah, I totally get it. But, look, I got a lot of friends of mine that used to be cam girls. One of my exes was a cam girl. Crazy, right? She was a cam girl after I dated her, though. She went right into camming. It's like, yeah. She's not now. She went trad wife. Yeah, that's so funny, right? She's all trad wife now. I was like, dude, what the fuck happened to you? You went from chatterbait to trad... To what? To... Like, chatterbait to tratterbait. That's pretty much what it fucking feels like. It's like, what happened here? Anyway. Okay. So, I'm seeing all this... Or I'm listening to all this stuff because, again, I'm listening to a lot of these on my MP3 player. Like, I would basically download the audio and just basically listen to it like that, because when I had a older phone, I couldn't just do it like I used to. But now I can just connect to Wi-Fi. It's no big deal. But anyway, I would listen to all the shows, and I'd listen to them go back and forth about all the movies and the girls and all that. I'm like, oh yeah, that's really degenerate. And of course, they'd make all these little degenerate jokes we made like when we were younger, like in the 90s. I'm gonna be 38 this year. Let's just be honest. I'm gonna be 38 this year. I was born in the 80s, so I understand. I'm almost up there with Drex and Nick. I'm not just a little bit older. They're just a little bit older than me, rather. But, yeah, I get it. I totally fucking get it. And they don't. Some of these trad guys are new. Like, and when I say new, I mean, they weren't around back in our time. They're still like, huh, what's all this degeneracy? This already, like, yeah, you came from a time where you basically could get access to HD porn at the fucking click of a button. The best I got was look at the Scrambled channel and see if you can make out a titty. Like, seriously. Or, like, me and DP used to talk about with the JCPenney catalog in the lingerie section. Or sometimes it'd be a lingerie section in, like, a sales paper. That's as good as you got. It's literally as good as you got. Because kids couldn't afford porn. Even when you were a teenager and you wanted to see some tits, it wasn't easy to do. Now y'all just gotta type a couple of words into Google and you see them. It's insane, right? Like, we didn't have that shit. So, look, I'm sorry y'all grew up this way, and I'm sorry it fucked with your hormones and all this other shit, but don't fucking blame all the goddamn porn. Don't blame us, and don't blame all degenerates for your problem, okay? Like, you didn't have to fucking just go ham on that shit. I get it. I remember when I was 16 and first, it was all 16 when I started getting into all this. And I first started looking at pornography and stuff like that. And of course, it was on Windows 98, guys. it took a little while. I had dial-up, you know. I listened to my Disturbed records and I'd look at porn. And not even, again, I'm talking about like a picture. Videos were rare. You know how long it would take to download like a 5-minute video? It's an hour, I think. So, yeah, it was great just to see that. And you guys have no idea, really, what we dealt with. But, aside from all that, we gotta really talk about the main situation here. I don't think the guys are upset, and women. I don't think they're upset. No, let's not do the women here. Well, maybe... Let me just go ahead and make my point here before I go off into another tangent. Alright, so it's not necessarily about the fact that Nick is doing more degenerate things. It's the fact that a lot of his fan base, they wanted to worship him. Like TFM. TFM basically, in his, I guess the years before he got taken off YouTube, there were people that wanted him to run for president and be king and all this other stuff. Thought it was a god. And TFM's like, dude, I'm just a fucking guy. It's like, you people are really weird and freaking me out. And I was the guy that went to TFM and talked to him like a dude. I'm like, if you're just a regular dude, let's fucking talk like people. And we did. There was a time at like 4 or 5 in the morning. It was just me, him, and another dude. And the dude wasn't even fucking MGTOW. He wasn't even MGTOW. He was just fucking talking to him. He had his wife in the other room. He was just fucking talking like people. Human beings. And I was like, hey, this dude's real. You know? And that's what I get from Drex. And a lot of guys, I haven't really talked to Nick in chat, but I'm pretty sure he's kind of that same way. But let's be honest, guys. He's human. He's not a fucking messiah. None of these people are messiahs. They're all human. You need to stop fucking thinking of them as gods, okay? If you are religious, I'm not religious, but if you are religious, then there's only one person that you need to be worshiping, and that would be, and I mean, as far as the traditional conservative Christian value, that'd be Jesus Christ. So, Nick Rakita is not Jesus Christ. He never claimed to be Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus said that, you know, we're sinners. We're all sinners. And what was it Dave Mustaine said? Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin. So we're all going to do degenerate things, okay? I have a degenerate channel, all right? I may have some things to ask for when St. Peter says, hey, Graham, what did you do? You know, I may have some things to ask to answer for. I may not. I don't know what happens at the end of it. I mean, I'm not sure. But what I do know is I'm going to enjoy the life I have been given and the gifts that I've been given and the ability to entertain people. because I think it's fun, and it helps them out too. There's a guy that said, you know, he's going through some hardcore stuff, like some really depressing, dark, you know, stuff, and basically my content helped him out. I'm like, that's awesome, man. I don't even know the guy, but the guy told me that I helped him out, and that fucking makes me feel great, you know? It means that my fucking content meant something to somebody. It actually helped them when they were going through hard times. And isn't that kind of what Nick does sometimes, too? There's a lot of guys that say that they're going through hard times, and they enjoy what Nick's content is. Now, let's be honest. He's been about drama for a while. Drama keeps the internet going. Let's be honest here. Drama keeps the internet going. If you look at, like, Quartering or It's a Gundam, a lot of these guys like that, it's always a new drama. It's always a new thing. Yellow Flash, of course. All these guys talk about, oh, this is woke, that's woke, this is a problem, that's a problem. You know, it keeps them going. It keeps the views. People keep coming back for the drama clicks. It's their grift. It's whatever. That's how they make their money. I'm not going to fucking hate them for it. Even Umbrella Guy, you know, was doing that stuff for a while. He did a whole lot of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp videos. And, I mean, damn, it's just, that's just what they do. You know, they're upset. Oh, it's a grift. And it's like, oh, the Manosphere is a grift. Yeah, it's a grift. A lot of the internet is a grift. Most of YouTube is a grift. Do you think that Markiplier or Jacksepticeye, some of the bigger gaming guys on YouTube, do you think those dudes are going to act like they do in person compared to when you see them on the, you know, on the screen? No. Amaranth, as much as you fucking simps fawn over her, she's not going to want a fucking thing to do with you if you meet her in person. You know, there's a lot of grifting going on. There's a lot of grifting. And you know what? Let people fucking do it. Let people be who they want to be. You know, there's probably people that would annoy the shit out of me if I met them. You're like, oh, you know, I don't have a problem with that person. Like, oh, I love your content and whatever. But then there's people that, like, can't shut up and, you know, it's just whatever, you know, but, you know, I try to understand that people are passionate about what I do or what others do, and I really have to, you know, think about that, like, wow, this person really loves what I do. I made an impact to this fucking one person, and a lot of people say, well, yeah, that's one person. Yeah, that's one person that really loves what I do, and it's hard for me to believe because I'm just, like, nobody. But, you know, I do this stuff and it's fun for me. I enjoy it. I'm glad they do. And, you know, that's all it was. This was all just an experiment. It's like, I wonder if I'll just do the visual novels and rant and do all this stuff. It was all just experiments. I was trying to do what some of my favorite content creators did. And I turned out being a content creator myself. And I quite enjoy it. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I recommend others to get in on it. Get in on the grift. If you want to grift, grift. I mean, honestly, people get all upset. It's like, look, a lot of people are fucking fake. You know, I will say, 100%. A lot of the guys that, I don't know if I said this before, but I'm gonna say it again. A lot of the guys there, 100% fucking legit. Drex is legit as hell when we talk to him in the chat. And he'll be talking for a long time. Just about everything. I mean, it's not just Manosphere shit. We will go into it on all kinds of different topics. I've sat there and listened to, what was it? They called the BBW Slayer, I think. Will? Man, I've listened to him talk about boxing in a way that just brought, he said some matches will bring him to tears. And I'm like, man, like, I got so much respect for that. I don't watch boxing at all, but the way he talked about boxing, that was just unreal. I'm like, wow, that's incredible that, you know, that it can have such an impact on somebody. You know, and there's so many other different little topics we mention. It's a very good community. It's a fun bar, you know. We get together. Some people have drinks, some people don't, and we all talk about stuff. It's really good. And we, you know, man, there'd be some gaming or just whatever going on. Some guys will be watching a movie. It is what it is. Regular Discord stuff. But we're all human. Nobody's in there trying to pretend to be somebody they're not. And I love it that people aren't doing that. I mean, we had one guy that kind of pulled a little bit of a... I mean, he pulls a grift, but he made a fool of himself. And it was actually Will that, you know, kind of found out about that. And, woo, that was rough. But, all right, aside from all that, let's get into the big point here I'm trying to make. What we're seeing right now, guys, is a push by the TradCon right. Didn't say far right, didn't say evangelical right, said TradCon right. What is the difference between the TradCon right and the evangelical right? Nothing. They want the same thing. What did the evangelicals in the 90s want? We gotta get rid of the heavy metal. We gotta get rid of the Dungeons & Dragons. We gotta get rid of the porn. We gotta get rid of the objectifying the women. We gotta get rid of the, You name it. They wanted to get rid of the shooters, the violent video games. They had to get rid of those. What do the trad cons want? Porn is the reason everything has gone wrong. Look, buddy, I'm sorry you had access to HD porn. Don't fucking blame me for it, okay? I'm sorry it fucked you up because you couldn't stop yourself. I've literally read comments of guys saying, man, I found this. I couldn't stop it. I just whacked off like an animal. I beat my dick like it's like I basically beat my dick like it owed me money. I'm like, dude, no, no, no. I mean, I can't even imagine what it might have done to some of these guys, but... Now they're to the point where they want to ban it all. And I get that the progressive left went so fucking hard over the Obama years and during the Trump years that you guys want to push everything back to conservatism. But you're not going to fucking manage that because the problem is you're going to push back harder and then the left is going to push back even harder and it's just going to be a goddamn shit show tug of war for the next couple of years in this country. We have the purple drank country, okay? We've got the purple drank. We got full red in the Senate and full blue. We got red and blue. We've got a mixed fucking Congress. It's a purple drank country. I'm telling you, it's going to continue to do that. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, okay? It's just going to fucking be that way. You're going to keep trying to push for traditional values, and eventually it's going to be more conservative states fighting against more liberal states, and you're going to have states where stuff is just real conservative and stuff, and other states where stuff is just real liberal. And you're going to have states trying to declare themselves as separate fucking countries pretty soon. I think that's going to happen. We're really getting to that point in this country where things are going to start separating off. I don't know what the outcome of it is. But, you know, I talked about what would happen if the TradCons got a hold of the technology. Oh yeah, they'd use it to ban every fucking thing they consider degeneracy. Remember, they value stability. They want a stable society. In the stable society, there can't be any degeneracy at all. And if there is, it has to be behind closed doors. Because we already know for a fact many of these people are degenerate behind closed doors, and that makes sense. Because if they weren't, we wouldn't fucking be here right now. All of your mothers and fathers were degenerate behind closed doors in the bedroom. And maybe you can understand that. Maybe you can agree with me here. But they were. That's why we're here. Okay? Now, maybe Nick should have... I don't know. Maybe Nick should have not been so degenerate in some of his strings. I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna, what they say, course correct or not. But... I think Nick is just being Nick, honestly. And if maybe they want him, maybe they want him to go back to the Grift. Maybe they just want him to go, well, why don't you just be TradCon for us anyway? Because we like your TradCon content. We don't like all this degeneracy. We don't mind it every once in a while, but we don't want it all the time. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they just literally want Nick to do TradCon-based content again. I don't know. I really don't know. It's weird. But what I am saying is, there is always an option where one of the sides, which I don't think is going to happen, wins. And it's going to end up in not the collapse of the society, but in something that actually resembles a more locked down society. Whether that be on the left or the right, it's going to be one or the other. And it's going to be like, hey, you can't have your rights when it comes to this, and you can't have your rights when it comes to that. Because we don't like this, and we don't like that, and you can't have it. That's what they're going to do, guys. That's what they're going to push on us. So I hope you guys understand. You know, I was called a degenerate many years ago, so I decided to just kind of live up to the name, right? But not everyone is as degenerate as I am. And to be honest, I'm not that very degenerate. Aside from the content, I'm actually really, really old school when it comes to, like, sex. Oh yeah, I've had it. But I'm, like, really old school. Like, most of the sex I had was missionary or just regular riding, you know, just the regular old, either me on her or her on me. Wasn't any kind of craziness. I know. But, I mean, I find that stuff, this stuff kind of fascinating, but me personally, oh no, I'm not into a lot of that crazy stuff. And I wouldn't want you guys to think I was, because that would be ridiculous. I mean, do I like the, I mean, I like it like you like a horror movie, like a shock, like, oh my god, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? Like that sort of thing. And some things I do find, like, interesting, like there's some things that I find attractive, but not so much in the really degenerate stuff we do, which of course isn't here on this YouTube channel. And of course, for those of you watching not on YouTube, yeah, it's here. Edited in some ways and not edited on others. I'm trying to figure out if there might be a way for me to go on another platform and put maybe some more uncensored content up. Because again, I'm just reading the novels and not too many people checking them out, but that platform's not doing very well, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, guys, yeah. It's a mess, and they're gonna keep on pushing. The TradCons are just gonna continue to push. It's not gonna go away. But again, Drex and the gang, they're all pretty legit. I don't know about Nick because I've never talked to him in a chat. You know? I never talked to him in a chat before, so I don't know how he is. I know there's people that do, but I'm gonna say, I've had no issue. I've had no issue with any of these guys. They've all been really cool. So it's a good community. And I wish people would just kind of understand that people are people. They're not gods. Like, don't worship Nick Rikita. Don't worship TFM. Don't worship, Steven Crowder or, I don't know, Brittany Venti or whoever else is the big name that people like these days. Don't worship these people. They're just people. Even the Bible told you that. Come on now. I was in the church for 16 years. You're kind of wondering why the little... I was literally the good Christian boy for the longest time. Like, literally. But as I got older, I realized that a lot of that was just kind of limiting my life. It's like, well, you know, I like this and I like that. And, you know, that's why I do the things I like to do in life. You know, they're not all kosher. But I never, you know, I never said that I was this. Well, I mean, I never said that I was just always going to be, you know, when I was a young boy and I was starting to learn about the world as I was getting into, I guess, as I was becoming a teenager, I started to understand the world a little more. Then I got my 20s and then I got my cynical 30s. And, you know, as I'm heading closer to 40, I'm starting to be like, you know what? I want to do what I want to do with my life. I want to enjoy the things I like, have fun. Don't give a shit, you know? There's a book called The Simple Art of Not Giving a Shit. It's really good. Tells you to just not focus on things that much. You know, your goals, they're important, always. But don't focus on a lot of the drama. Like, don't be upset if YouTuber is not who they, you know, who you thought they were. There's a lot of people that grift. I mean, we should kind of expect it. We live in a world of VTubers that are, it might be men. There are men that are probably getting off to other men that are dressed up or using little anime character avatars. And, you know, and you expect people not to grift. It's just, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. It blows my mind, guys. It blows my mind that there's so many people that worship these fucking content creators. And me included. I know you like my content, but I'm not a god. I'm just a guy. And I'm not even that interesting of a dude, honestly. Yeah, I just do the things I enjoy. And I want you to do the same. Do the stuff you enjoy in life because it's fun. Even if you don't make $1 million, you know, just have fun because it's your life. It's like all you've got. And it's not worth all this crap. Oh, he's not who I thought he was. And, like, you've got 24 hours in a day. What the fuck are you doing? Are you going to wallow over how Nick Rakita is not who you thought he was? How dare he betray me? Like, dude, he's human. You know, people are not, again, they're not gods. Quit worshiping them. Quit thinking that the man is infallible. Quit thinking that he doesn't have any degenerate tendencies. That he's just this warrior of God. I have argued with a hardcore Catholic priest that was telling me that this tradcon thing is not something that he likes. And he is a devout Catholic. Strongly devout. He believes that the pornography is a horrible thing and that men do not need it. He believes, you know, very, very deeply in the words of God, and it's just one of those very deep religious guys, and he was telling me, we don't like this tradcon, this traditional conservative thing. This is not something we want to represent in our church. And I said, well, you've got the incel guys that are jumping into this, because I've noticed a lot of incel guys jumping on this grift. And the tradcon grift is basically, it's like, this is the world I want. It's not the world that is. I'm looking at the world in black and white instead of gray. We live in a gray world. We live in a world where there's really great things and there's really horrible things. Or there's things that are pure and things that are not so pure. And that's just the way the world is. It's not the way we want the world to be. If you're on an extreme side, you're looking at the world through white or black. But I'm looking at it in gray. I'm seeing things the way they're supposed to be. I'm not seeing through rose-colored glasses. The way I want things to look. The way things should be. I accept there are things that I would want to happen. I love the waifu robot thing. But, you know, that's not quite the world we live in. I mean, maybe in a few years there might be some of those things. But I'm not going to just pretend that that's going to be our future, because I don't know what our future is going to be like, because I haven't been around to see it, and neither have you. So I'm not going to go in there and expect that the world's going to be what I want it to be. You know, you can't just see in one color. You have to look at everything the way it is. You know, black and white, it mixes together to make gray. You know, I remember when I was in art class, you would take the paints and that's how you would make gray. I loved it when we did. We had just a few colors and you would basically have to mix them all together to make more colors. Or you'd mix, you know, we'd mix red and blue, that would make purple, you know, and then you'd have yellow and red make orange, you know, yellow and blue, I believe, green. So you would make other colors like that, and it was really fun to do. And of course, if you mix a lot of colors together, you'd get black, and you know, that's different things. So you can't just live in one color. You have to see things in multiple colors. You have to mix your paints together to paint the world as it really is, rather than seeing the world in one color that you want. I want a world that's all white, and some people want that quite literally. And there's like some people, the world is all black, it's all horrible. Well, yeah, it's a lot of horrible things, but that doesn't mean there aren't good things in the world. It doesn't mean that there aren't interesting things to do. I've been playing a lot of great RPG games and watching some good movies and stuff. There's a lot of good stuff that you can do. There's a lot of good music, you know, coming out. I've been listening to, of course, I like my heavy metal and all that. And there's a lot of good stuff in there that you can enjoy. And all kinds of different music, you know. So there's all kinds of things out there besides black or white. You know, you don't have to see in one little color when you've got an entire spectrum of colors. And that's the issue I'm having. These people are unable to see in any color but that. You know, it's like I've got the little palette with the red and the yellow and the blue paint. You know, and they've got a palette and it's only a black or it's only a white. And they're like, well, I can't. It's like I'd like to have the other colors, but I don't know if I can accept those other colors. But they're there, and you have to learn to accept those other colors because they're part of the spectrum. If we saw everything in black, we wouldn't be able to see at all. We'd be blind. If you saw everything in white, you'd be blind as well. So you have to keep that in mind. We have color. Life is color. And without that, you have a world that you wish you could see. I wish I could see a world like this. I wish I could see a world like that. But that's not the world we have. And you think that Nick can help you see the world the way that you want to see the world. And surely he may, like, he may also kind of wish that the world might go a little bit in one way or the other, which I think a lot of us are going to push back on some things from the far left that are going a little bit crazy. But we also have to push back a little on the far right, because the far right are going a little crazy as well. And TFM talked about this long before any of this was even a thing, where he talked about the right has an anti-porn campaign. Well, I didn't know it until I actually seen it and started debating and arguing with them myself. And it's out of hand, and there's more of them than ever, because there was such a huge push in the Obama and Trump administrations, which is now kind of gone. I mean, all these rags fired their writers because, you know, they just wanted to do a million more pieces on Trump. And they're like, Trump doesn't sell anymore. It's over. Like, you know, go away. It's like, go work with somebody else. And they'll probably just end up working a regular 9-to-5. You know, they had their cash cow writing about how horrible Donald Trump was. And now they no longer have their cash cow. They're going to do regular jobs. And I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what to say about them. But what I am saying is that's out. That's done. The whole progressive left push is over. So it's a progressive right push, or regressive right push. I'd say regressive. Well, both sides were regressive. They're both trying to regress us past what progressivism is. And that is actually progressing towards better outcomes. You know, we're making horrible outcomes instead, where it's like, well, if the world was all this, it would be better. If the world was all that, it would be all better. I'd say, well, if the world was all a bunch of, you know, women with giant breasts all over the place, it'd be great. No, that's not an ideal world either. An ideal world is a world that kind of benefits everyone, that kind of, well, I mean, I don't know about that. You know, technically, the unlimited resources world, the one where TFM says that communism would actually fucking work because it would be unlimited resources, that would be the best case scenario, but we don't have that world. We don't have that Star Trek type world, okay? We can't replicate a million things. We can't do that. When we can, then all this shit will actually work because you'll never run out of resources. But right now, that isn't going to work. And returning to tradition in the old ways deprives us of technology, and technology is useful for how we've gotten this far. Remember, when it was a hardcore right push, that's when we had the Dark Ages. There was no technology. Life was shitty, and it was short. So now we have all this technology, we can live a lot longer, and even though there's a lot of chemicals and poisons and things, we can do things that most people would think were magic or witchcraft. They'd never believe they would exist. What I'm doing right now, most people from the 1600s, they'd never believe. Like, they'd be shocked. And we have that kind of technology here in 2023 now, that we're literally living in the future, you know, as depicted in the 80s. Well, even, I guess I'd say even more high tech in some ways. But yeah, you gotta prepare yourself, because they're gonna push. And if you are a degenerate, and you like your hentai, and your anime, and your adult movies, and your violent video games, and your violent movies, and stuff that isn't hardcore religious, and just other ways of thinking about things, oh yeah, they're gonna push that back on you. And of course they're gonna push back, because they got pushed back themselves, and now they gotta push. Well, no, they did. They got pushed back when the evangelicals got pushed out by the progressives, and then of course the progressive pushed so hard that now the tradcons are coming to push back. So it's fucked in this country, pretty much. That's what we got now. It's gonna be another wave a couple years later, where they're gonna come again and push back even harder with the progressive shit. So I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know I'm going to keep watch. You know, because I don't know what the future of this is going to be. But, at any rate, guys, I hope this was some food for thought. A little ranty, but it is Grim Rants at the Heavens, so, like, I'm not going to apologize for what I do. And I guess I'll see you guys next time when Grim rants into the heavens.